Well, folks, welcome back to segment two of program 12 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host, for the remainder of this program and the one that follows. And in this segment two, I want to preface this segment with two ideas. First of all, I agree 100% with and support Jason Aldean. Try that in a small town, okay? America was once great because we had small-town values. What are small-town values, Woody? Small-town values are those that have really produced the America that was able to win World War I and World War II and produce the great, global giant that America is, a great moral agent, really, in the world, and the producer of a good portion of the world's goods and technology. But Jason Aldean wrote that song, Try That in a Small Town, which has those values that are people who look out for each other. In a small town, everyone knows his or her neighbor. In a small town, everyone, just by being together and, as Arnold Toynbee said, you know, doing battle against the elements, the challenge of the elements, in order to survive, they had to group together. So everyone knew their neighbors. There was a common value system in the town that everyone ascribed to, and usually it was the small local churches that all generally believe the same thing. You know, there's talked about the eight basic doctrines and the three essential orientations, and six of those eight great doctrines were provided by the Catholic Church, and what evolved from the Catholic Church after the Reformation, and then further in the 19th century into some of the more evangelical elements. Those were inculcated in the small town America. And in small town America, men were taught to stand up and defend their families and their communities, and to advocate strongly, strongly for proper behavior. There was authority, there was accountability, there was an expectation of productivity in all the citizens. And Jason Aldean captured that very well in his song, Try That in a Small Town, aimed at, you know, the Black Lives and the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Antifa group, all these that have come along in their iconoclastic fashion saying, we got a better idea. We're going to destroy this country. We're going to make it what we want. And yet that element that wants to do that has no track record of anything that is productive. It's always complaint and accusation and tearing down. And that is not what has built this country. And Jason Aldean was absolutely right. Try that in a small town. Well, even small town America is dissolving now. But we had all the woke individuals that took down his song, but guess what? That song is on the top of the chart, and God bless Wes and Dee, who have aired that several times a day on this station. I support Jason Aldean, and I contrast that with something I saw earlier when I was watching a non-voting representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands. Her name is Stacey Plaskett, a winsome woman, that's probably the right word. She has a law degree from Georgetown University, which in my view doesn't mean anything. But she's got a law degree from a prestigious university, and she sits in the U.S. Congress as a non-voting member because folks of the Virgin Islands and other territories of the U.S. get to do that. And she sat in a committee hearing the other day castigating a guy that I've never paid much attention to because he's a Democrat with a Democrat tradition. That would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But I've come to respect Mr. Kennedy on some issues, stands that he has taken. I agree with 100%. And this non-American, you know, she's from a territory, U.S. Virgin Islands, non-voting member. But she was sitting there, in my view, pontificating and attacking a U.S. citizen of good standing for his views, and we were tolerating it. I don't give a tinker's darn about what Stacey Plaskett thinks. I don't care. I don't care that people don't care that I don't care. That had no business happening. We have people with lousy track records and huge egos that are trying to shape where this country goes. And so contrasting those two in this last week, Stacey Plaskett, non-voting representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands, oddly a Republican until 2007. But anyway, she's sitting there as if she is some national authority. She doesn't vote in Congress, Stacey. And yet, that's part and parcel of the way our government is. She is representative of what is tearing down the faith and family and the free enterprise, that cultural institution or institutions of importance that I grew up in. And they're doing that so that America can be dissolved and subsumed into the global economy. People who have miserable track records, very little moral base, even though their words have been given moral authority just by their circumstances, supposed sufferers. They're not. They stand for everything that is destructive. And the people that dare to stand up and say, wait a minute, something is wrong here, and here's what we need to do about it. The virtue signalers arise, and, oh, no, you're not being, oh, you're just racist. Well, I got tired of that this week. And Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town, it's pretty important. No, it's really important. I want to present you quickly with a picture of America that comes out of my book, The Bigger Picture, that very few people see, but I used to see it flying over D.C. a couple times a month. And also, as I sat during Bush's inauguration in that great sway of people, meaning Bush number one, and realized that the Mall of America is shaped like a cross. And I don't think L'Enfant intended that. But if you consider the foot of the cross as Congress, the people, and that foundation resting on the Library of Congress to the south and the Supreme Court to the north as foundations of the people, and the upright of the cross ending in the Lincoln Memorial, the mind of Lincoln was pretty much the mind of America in the first half of our life, and a man who believed fiercely in God, as we can see on the engraved second inaugural address there in the Lincoln Memorial. The left hand of the cross is the White House, the executive branch. The right hand is the Jefferson Memorial with all the four pillars of American commerce. The very center of the cross is the Washington Monument, just like the cross representing the spear that went up into Jesus' side right there at the very transverse. And then to the north of the Lincoln Memorial is the Potomac River, the dividing line between the Mall and the National Cemetery, with Lee's Mansion up on the hill, like the great and shining city on a hill America is supposed to be. America's God's imprimatur is on America in the shape of our National Mall. Congress, Library of Congress, Supreme Court, Lincoln Memorial, White House, Jefferson Memorial, Potomac River's dividing line between heaven and hell, and then eternity represented by the white crosses of the National Cemetery. Be back for Section 3 as we continue this commentary. Thank you.